At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Polly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today, over the next 3 hours of the program, Josh Applebaum is going to join us in 30 minutes. VSiN sports betting analyst. Give out a couple of picks at that point. Jeff Seely had a winner last week.
Hey-o.
Max Homa had it here on this show. Who does he like this week? We'll find out in 1 hour. And Mike Palm is the VP of Circa Resort and Casino, and he'll join us in studio Wednesdays with the Maestro. And a lot to get into regarding the Super Bowl with him, obviously, at that point. Paulie, every morning when we come in, there is a, you know, just the way it's going now over the past couple of weeks, something not even to do with the games on the field or the Super Bowl itself, but there's a major news story that happens the day before, the afternoon before, the night before. Yesterday, of course, it was the Brock Purdy stuff. And today we have to kick around what happened yesterday with Sean Payton getting announced as the new head coach of the Denver Broncos and the merry-go-round that was for Denver and their entire coaching search. Now, I read today he's reportedly getting between $17 and $20 million per year. Could be higher than that. And I think he was actually looking for between $20 and $25 million. And the picks that the Broncos had to give up to get this guy. And now all the combined picks they've given up the last 2 years to get Russell Wilson and Sean Payton.
Yes. I think it's enormous for the Broncos. It's good for the league. We need the Broncos relevant again. Seven straight seasons without making the trip to the playoffs. How bad the offense was, you got to be all in here. I mean, if he can't fix Wilson, it's a disaster. And then maybe they might throw their hands up after this year and say, well, that's it. We have to just eat this and go in a different direction. But just think about what kind of quarterback Drew Brees was in San Diego and what Peyton made him a superstar and how great he is as an offensive mind. So they were great defensively. But between Hackett and Wilson, and they were just a horror show on offense, and they got to turn this around. And certainly, I know it looks like he was their third choice, but I think it worked out for the Broncos here. You got to get this organization turned around.
Yeah, I think they actually had more choices than three. I know you're going to bring up Harbaugh, D'Amico, Ryans, mm-hmm. the story that happened yesterday between, there was a, right? A fisticuff almost.
Sure, Rappaport and Schefter.
A Twitter fisticuff between those two, and was it really coincidental? Was it their third choice? Did they actually go to other? Well, if you go back to, and this is probably, 2 months ago now, Hackett was still the coach. I was told from a very good source at that time that it's already a done deal. Like, Hackett's not coming back. That they were going to bring in Dan Quinn, but they had to wait out the Cowboys season before Quinn could accept the job officially, right?
Yeah.
So then once we got to this point, they talked to Quinn, but even Quinn's like, I changed my mind. I'm going to go back to Dallas and be the defensive coordinator. And I said that on the air, like, if you had to make a bet right now, I wouldn't put it on Dan Quinn. Well, he changed his mind. Because there was talks when the season was going on for him to be the guy. So no Quinn, no D'Amico Ryans, no Jim Harbaugh. They all talked. And now believe what you want yesterday between Schefter and Rappaport, whether or not they actually had to go back again to the well because Ryan said no to them one more time.
I believe Rappaport.
You
yes. Because they didn't want to give up picks for the coach, right? The money's one thing. But they didn't want to give up more picks.
And I don't blame them for that because,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Feeling it out, see if they could get a coach before giving up more picks because of what it took to get Wilson last year.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is it's got to be refreshing for this organization because you went Joseph, Fangio, and Hackett back to back to back. And now you get a good coach who's won a Super Bowl. 16 points per game, dead last. Last on third down. 11 times. They were held to 16 points or fewer.
Yep.
Think about that. So while you were thinking the Quinn angle, the defense wasn't the problem. You got to fix Wilson in this offense. And if you can fix Wilson, that should be a playoff team, even if he's average. But it was the close loss. At one point in the season, they were number one in scoring defense and last in offense.
Oh, yeah.
So think about that. How bad this was offensively.
Paul,
it's historic that you score. That's 11 times you're held to 16 points or fewer.
They had 9 one-score losses on the year.
There's another one.
9 of them. They
right.
allowed 253 points through 14 games, 18.1 per game. That was good enough for second in the league before tapping out. The defense kind of quit on the season. They gave up 51 on Christmas Day to the Rams. They were 8th in yards per game, allowed 6th in yards per play. They allowed 8.5 points per second half, 7th best in the NFL. And it was a touchdown before the final 3 weeks, which was number one in the entire league. And so where are you at now with this team actually bouncing back? Because I'll ask you this. What if they win 7 games next year, 2 more than this year, but Russell Wilson's the same guy?
Well, you're in trouble.
Does Peyton get a pass?
Yeah.
Or are we going to... Will
yes.
he? Or will... You know how this world works.
If you can't fix him, you would just say he was...
It's Russell Wilson's cooked that.
Yeah, right.
At that point.
Yes.
So
you'll have to go in a different direction.
Where are you? Okay, so do you think Wilson, how do you look at that entering next year? Do you trust the first decade of his career where he was awesome and a top 10 quarterback and a Hall of Famer in Seattle? Or is it possible that last year was really what we're going to see from Russell Wilson moving forward?
I think it'll be a little... He's not as bad as he was last year, but he wasn't as good as he was in Seattle. We won a lot of games because of the defense, but you could also say who was Baldwin. I mean, the guys he was throwing to. But I think he came on at the end of the year. There were a couple good games that he played. He played well at Kansas City. He played well to close the year against the Chargers. I think Peyton will be able to fix him.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to write off.
MVP level, I don't think we'll see that again.
I don't think so either.
No.
I'm not going to write off the Broncos and Russell Wilson because of what we saw last year. I think that's kind of making a mistake.
Right.
I have to be patient. And I could eat those words come October 1st next year.
Right. Now, should you move the Super Bowl odds as a result of this? I don't think so.
But not like some books did.
No.
I mean, I'm noticing as low as 20-1 of the Broncos. That's because of the coach? Come on. I'm seeing 45-1 at some
right.
spots.
I think the Broncos are big winners, even if he was their third or fourth choice. McCarthy's a big winner. Now that he's locked up in Denver, so now Jerry Jones isn't going to say, well, win this year or else I'll go to Peyton. So that works out for McCarthy, and they get rid of all his assistants, and he's supposed to call the plays. But this could come back to haunt this organization for a long, long time. If the Chargers get rid of Staley and hire this guy, that's dangerous now. He has Herbert to work with in that offense. Chargers organization may have blown a big opportunity.
Oh, here. That would have been the team.
Absolutely. Made the most sense.
I think out of any, forget the Cowboys even for a second, because of Dak. The difference between, to me, Dak Prescott and Justin Herbert, there is a pretty big gap there. I love Herbert. If Peyton goes there with all that talent on it, they're not going to blow that game against Jacksonville.
There's also not expectations. You're not America's team.
Right,
not,
correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you're flying under the radar there.
Yeah. They have no fans in Los Angeles.
No.
So, I mean, that guy could go there and work wonders and be there for, you know, until he's 75 years old if he wanted to be. So the Broncos do have expectations.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen this now because they're not, that is a very football hungry part of the country. And they are a proud organization that has, by the way, won a lot over the years.
Yep.
So Peyton does need to figure this out. And it all basically, it all boils down to what we're talking about. They have to fix Russell Wilson.
And then since Manning left, it has just been a motley crew of horrible quarterback play.
Yeah.
And you thought you had it fixed and solved that problem with Wilson, and you didn't.
No,
and he goes back to Elway, who of all people, Elway couldn't decide and evaluate talent at that position.
A couple of things I do like that they're going to be working with, and why, again, I will trust that Wilson's going to be much better than this year. Don't forget, they lost Tim Patrick before the season started, so their trio at wide receiver, it was going to be Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, and Tim Patrick. That's pretty damn good. And Patrick never played. He's a really good weapon. And then I'm a huge fan of Javonte Williams. They lost him immediately.
Yeah.
Guy's a complete stud at running back.
And Gordon kept fumbling.
Of course.
Right. He didn't have a chance, though, with Hackett. He had no idea what he was doing.
No.
I mean, again, it's an all-timer. The crowd chanting down the play clock because they couldn't get the play in. Were you surprised Ryan took the Houston job?
No, not surprised at all.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's where he played.
Okay.
You know, that's and he was the shortest shot on the board, I believe, right, to take the Houston job.
I'll tell you what's interesting now is Fangio was saying, wait a second, not a done deal. Could Fangio now go to San Francisco?
He could.
Because this is multiple places said it was a done deal. He's the DC at Miami. He says it's not done on my end.
Yeah.
So now he's probably waiting this out with Ryans, who leaves. He could come in and be the DC in San Francisco.
Could be. I would actually, that's the way I would look at it if I'm him. I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to change my mind on that.
Yeah.
By the way, this one, it kind of reeks of, you know, going from Hackett to Peyton is almost the same on paper as what Jacksonville did this year. Going from Urban Meyer.
I agree with that.
To Doug
Sounds
Peterson.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's by the way, another one I'll throw out there. It's kind of like going from Hugh Jackson, Freddie Kitchens, to what Stefanski was able to do in his first year. Now, Stefanski, it's kind of worn off a little bit there in Cleveland, but he did a great job in his rookie season there.
Yeah. And there was a lot of things of Wilson going rogue and doing bizarre stuff with the play calling and how he was acting. And
Peyton
will make all that. It's Peyton's offense, so.
Don't forget about that.
Oh, sure.
I mean, those reports that came out of Denver,
yeah,
that he was still calling out audibles as if he was the Seattle quarterback, and players in the team are like, what are you saying? I don't even know that language.
Plus, they knew early on that Hackett was in over his head and a buffoon.
Oh, my God. You knew after the Monday night game.
Yeah, sure. All Peyton has to do is flash the ring and just look at my resume. Look at my record. Look what I did with Drew Brees,
yep.
Right?
Next weekend, the last weekend of football, and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing our exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this football season. Place $10 or more on qualifying bets and get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. Paulie will run down last night's betting action and win some, lose some coming up next. LeBron did it for the first time this season, and it paid 14-1. And sports moments that would have snapped the internet and or social media had they happened in more modern times. That's coming up here. And Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. We're going to share all your emails and tweets coming up. Great job, guys, with the sports moments. Start your morning with VSiN's new podcast, VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Josh Applebaum gives you every piece of info you need to be ready for the biggest games in just 15 minutes. Line moves, injuries, and what you need to be looking at before you make your bets. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Let's go to the Sinister Northeast. He'll set the scene. Thanks for the time, Josh. What was it like there yesterday? It was Massachusetts went live with sports betting.
Yeah, it's great, Mitch and Paul. You've been waiting for so long since 2018 when PASPA was overturned. Obviously, you guys have been able to bet for quite a long time here, but New England, it felt like everyone else was having fun except us. Literally every New England state except Massachusetts had gone legal. But basically what we're seeing here, guys, is the opening yesterday was successful. You look at the three casinos right now, we don't have mobile betting yet. A lot of people have been asking about mobile. Mobile's going to take a little bit longer. That's not going to launch until they're saying around first week of March, ready for March Madness here. So there's three casinos in Boston or in Massachusetts. You have the Encore, which is the big one,
okay,
which is closest to me. That's where I'm going to go. Plainridge Park Casino, and then you have MGM Springfield, which is a little bit in Western Mass here. So it's so far so good, guys. You had a lot of big celebrities in Boston throwing out, quote-unquote, the first pitch, making bets. You had Julian Edelman bet $11K on the Celtics to win the NBA championship here. I think they're like plus 360. Johnny Damon, Sean Thornton, Cedric Maxwell. So went pretty good. The only hiccup I heard is that when people were trying to cash their tickets, there were some issues with the kiosk. There were some issues with going to the window. So, you know, it's like a soft opening here a little bit. People are pumped. Going to take a little bit to iron out any kinks. But finally, we are legal. And I don't have to say hashtag let us bet anymore. It's finally here. I'm pumped. Everyone's excited.
They caught a break that it took so long because people would have pounded the Boston Bruins at a big price.
You're exactly right. Plus 450. Yeah. Although they have lost three straight here, Pauly, but they have a line move tonight in Toronto.
Okay. What do you think of the Super Bowl line movement? I know it's circa. They opened Kansas City the favorite, obviously swung to Philadelphia. What are your thoughts so far on the line and maybe where this could wind up going off at?
Yeah, this one's fascinating here because it reminds me quite a bit almost of like some deja vu from that Cincinnati and KC line where we saw an initial move toward Team A and then a lot of buyback toward Team B. So you're totally right here, Paulie. A lot of these books open around a pick 'em. You saw Circa maybe get out a little ahead of themselves, laying a -2.5 there at the open. Immediately you had a ton of smart money hit Philadelphia, flipping the Eagles from a pick 'em or a slight dog here to around a 2.5-point favorite. And we kind of were sitting Eagles -2, -2.5 for about a couple days. And then we did see a big buyback play yesterday where the reports of some wise guys liking the Kansas City Chiefs at +2.5. Thinking that, hey, I don't know if we get to three, but that's kind of your high watermark. So between yesterday and today, there has been buyback on the Chiefs, 2.5, 2, down to 1.5 across the board. Now, the Eagles are still the big public play. They're getting 70% of bets across the market. And just a couple things to think about here when you get to the Super Bowl. Number one, line movement is really, really important because the odds makers have so much data to go off of with both these teams. Their power rankings are really, really sharp with so much information to go off of regular season and now postseason that when they set a line and they're forced to move it, that's really an indication of big money causing them to move the line. It's been typically been kind of smart money here that typically wins and covers these numbers. If you look at just the team taking in the line movement since 2005, these teams are 11-4 against the spread. So they've covered these numbers if they're taking in line movement in their favor. Now that technically would match with the Eagles here, whether it was a pick 'em, short dog now still to a favorite. But here's the other thing. If you look at these short favorites, if you're a favorite of -2.5 or less, you've actually gone pretty well here. 3-1 ATS, last four matchups. And remember, a couple of these, Kansas City against San Fran, they were just -1.5 a couple of years ago. The Patriots were -2 against the Rams. They were -1 against Seattle. So what's interesting is that when you get to the Super Bowl, line moves are critical and dogs tend to bark pretty good. They're 12-7 ATS the last 19 Super Bowls, but it's really the dogs hitting three or more that do well. If you're a short favorite, you tend to cover these numbers. So I'm leaning Eagles here right now, guys, but I think there's no reason to bet it right now. We'll see how this thing develops. If you start to see it get closer to a pick to the contrarian side, KC, that'll be notable. But I do like this under, guys. It opened around 50-ish. It's starting to be juiced up under 50, -115, like it may get down to 49.5. And these high Super Bowl totals, if you're a Super Bowl total of 48 or more, the under is 7-2 in the Super Bowl since 2008. And just playoffs in general, high total of 48 or more, it's 67% over the last 5 years. So lean under for me. I lean cheat. I lean Eagles here, but let's wait this thing out. We got quite a bit of time here.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, VSiN Sports Betting Analyst Josh Applebaum. One college basketball game I wanted to ask you about tonight. It's Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Sooners around, I'm looking at between 3 and 4 here at books in this city anyway, total around 130.5. Now, situationally here, Josh, this team is coming off, I mean, that had to have been one of the best performances of the year by any team in the country. They absolutely blew the doors off of Alabama over the weekend. So what do you make of this spot tonight against Oklahoma State?
So typically, good point here, Mitch. I like to bet against teams that have a big upset win or just kind of a really huge game that the public latches onto them and they become a big public darling. But there has been one really good angle here in conference play. It's money lining short home favorites. So I'm actually looking at Oklahoma here on the money line. Some shops open as low as -3. You mentioned it here, Mitch. You know, you're seeing a 3.5, a 4 out there. So line movement has been toward the Sooners in this one. But my angle here would be the home cooking. It's been incredible here. But if you look at these Big 12 home favorites, just straight up in conference play, they're 26-11, straight up 70% here. That would match with the Sooners. Also, if you're looking at just money lining short favorites in general, if you are a favorite of 4 or less at home, you have a line move of at least half point in your direction. They're 63% straight up here with an ROI of around 7%. Also, kind of a revenge angle. You know, one thing we saw yesterday was a big fade the trendy dog play that came through with Kansas. Kansas, a lot of you go on Twitter, it was, hey, K-State's getting too many points, grab the points. But Kansas had the line move, and that was a revenge angle. Kansas had lost to K-State previously. You look at Oklahoma here, it's a revenge angle for them. They lost 72-56 back in January. Now you're at home. KenPom has them winning by 3. Much better shooting team, 48% versus 44%. So I'm money lining the Sooners here tonight.
Did you bet a Super Bowl prop, and what's the most creative prop you've seen?
So one creative prop that I've seen here, Paulie, would be looking at whether or not you're going to hit, you're going to have a doink, basically, whether or not you're going to hit an upright here. You're going to get around plus 350, plus 400. We've seen, you know, kickers having issues. You know, obviously we think about Maher and the Cowboys, but a lot of pressure. Do you have a doink? That's one thing that kind of caught my eye, at a little bit of plus money here. But I think in terms of just props in general, you know, if you want to take a contrarian angle, when you get to Super Bowl props, and it's incredible, you had Johnny Avello on VSiN say the other day, they have over, you know, thousands and thousands of props out there. Pros love to hit these things early, but if you kind of want to bet against the public, public's really going to lean on a lot of plus money props, kind of that parlay mentality, bet 10 bucks, try to win 100, or they're going to bet on a lot of yeses, a yes-no prop, take the affirmative here. So if you want to take a contrarian angle, what I like to do is actually lean on some chalk, lean on minus numbers, lean on some no's. It's kind of the one way you can bet against the public who's just looking for big payouts here. So that's something that I'll keep in mind. And again, you probably want to hit these things early sooner rather than later. By the time you get to next week, a lot of the number and the value could be gone.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Appreciate the time. Go get them in Massachusetts.
Thanks, guys. I'm running to the book. Have a great day.
Yeah, you go. I don't blame you.
And listen to the download and subscribe to the podcast, Daily Morning Bets with Josh, every morning.
Okay. So some of the reaction we're getting.
Great response. Very creative.
Think back in your brain, like what moment would have absolutely broken the internet, broken Twitter in sports if it happened today? This is a great one that's under the radar. How about the Heidi game?
Oh, God.
1968, Raiders-Jets. Raiders scored 2 touchdowns in the final minute to win 43-32. They pulled away from the game.
Well,
it's taken too long. We got to get to Heidi.
Yeah.
And they put Heidi on.
Yeah.
You imagine that in today's football? Let's say it's, I don't know, Chiefs-Buccaneers playing Brady against Mahomes on a Sunday afternoon or Sunday night.
Long.
Nah, it's going a little bit too long here.
But on a Seinfeld episode comes on.
Here's a rerun of MASH.
This is from Truck, the Malice in the Palace.
Oh, that's an unbelievable submission.
Fighting fans going in the stands like Slapshot and the Hanson Brothers. I mean, that Jermaine O'Neal would have killed somebody.
He was going to. Yes, he would have.
He got a running start and slipped on water on the floor. Got a running start, was going to knock a fan out in the next week. Just an embarrassment for the league and what our test was. The whole thing was innocuous. Guy threw a cup at him. He's laying down on the scorer's table, and he goes in and along with Steven Jackson, and it was, oh my.
I was on the phone. It was a Friday night. I was on the phone with my mom. Bill Walton, I believe, was on the game.
Correct.
And I said, I don't know what the hell's happening. I said, Mom, I got to call you back. I don't know what's happening. I got to watch this. Hung up the phone.
It wouldn't stop.
Our buddy Adam Hill and I we were out that weekend, and it was on ESPN News. It was a rerun. It was a loop on ESPN News, and we were watching it with the volume up the entire time. Could not get enough. Like, the whole weekend. I'm not joking.
ESPN did a lengthy recap years later and interviewed the people involved in what happened. And at the time, after the game, Ron Artest says, "You guys think we're going to get in trouble for this?"
Yeah.
He was suspended the whole year.
Well, and that's the thing, right? If the fan doesn't, if he throws the cup at somebody else, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It just so happened that he threw it at Ron Artest, and that guy was a maniac.
Yep.
And he decided, you know what? Here we go. That was a bad idea, pal, because I'm coming at you right now. And all hell broke loose.
That with the what happened is do we ban alcohol at arenas? It was everything was on the table.
Yep.
For like 2 weeks about what transpired there, and then the suspensions. Oh. I mean, it ruined. It changed things for years for Indiana and how the fans looked at the team.
We are getting some great emails and great tweets on this. Games that you would or events that you would never think of that you're like, oh my God, how did I miss that? We'll run them down for you coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Next weekend, last weekend of football, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. Went up to $10,000. Bet $10 and get a square. If your numbers on the square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, credit use, full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com. Good card tonight in the NBA. And pretty good games last night as well. How about this to start the card? Wizards, Pistons. Wizards hot. 6 in a row now. And Pistons, what a disappointing year this has been. They were expected to be at least in contention, in the running, to get in the play-in. 13.
I am like 16-1 to make the playoffs.
Yeah, 13-39 on the year. And Washington playing well. I mean, they would be in right now in the play-in. And a lot of guys who can score. And 24-26, I would only look to lay it with Washington tonight. They're a 6-point favorite on the road.
Dustin, quickly, if you can, check your phone. I have to say that. Something I think is happening right now on Twitter, potentially. So the list, by the way, of players, on top of everything else, again, because you need to be careful this time of
right,
day.
Right,
okay.
Sure.
The players who are out, we knew this as of yesterday. Jalen Green, TJ Warren, Ben Simmons, Andre Iguodala. That was announced yesterday. The players who are probable for tonight's action, Trae Young, Josh Hart, Yusef Nurkic, and Diallo. Questionable, Embiid, Desmond Bain, Rudy Gobert, Robert Williams, Wendell Carter, and Danny Green.
And Young. I thought Young was out.
Is that official? Okay.
Oh.
It's official. We got to interrupt this.
Yeah,
absolutely
we do. Yeah.
Tom Brady on Twitter moments ago, truly thankful on this day. Thank you, he said. He is retiring. This is his Twitter account. Yep, verified. 2-3 million followers. And that's a video of him sent at 5:12 a.m. Pacific, 8:12. So, yeah, that's 5 minutes ago right now. Tom Brady with the video. I'm not watching it right now, but I'm looking at the photo of it. And he's got a smile on his face as he announces it.
For good. For good.
So this is it.
You would think.
Okay.
That's all right. That's it.
So he wanted to put the kibosh on 24 hours after what happened yesterday with the 49ers.
Good move.
I would agree.
It's a good move. Because if you weren't going to stay in Tampa Bay with this, you know, jumping around business, and then you were going to go to San Francisco or another team, but as many players said in the locker room that night, it felt like he was saying goodbye from Tampa.
From Tampa, for sure.
But he would go somewhere else, not retire. But it's a good move.
Okay, so now I'm actually playing the video, and with no sound on here, it looks like he's, just by judging his face, he's getting more emotional as he's talking about it. Yeah, for sure. Their options were going to be out there for him, though. I mean, this Raider stuff, right?
Absolutely.
That was
Raiders, San Francisco, with the Purdy injury,
to play with McDaniels, to go and play with San Francisco with everything that they have.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wanted to potentially scoop another ring, I mean, that would have been a tremendous landing spot for him. But he just evidently recognized that that's it for me. I'm out. And, well, there you go. I mean, he did it last year. He announced the retirement. But that was when Schefter broke it on him.
Yes, I know.
Remember that?
That's right.
And then
They're not like that.
The craziness about that was it was Selection Sunday. And like every sports book in the world is getting ready to make a point spread on these games that are getting announced on CBS and other networks. And all of a sudden, Brady, I'm coming back. What?
Yeah. He did the right thing. Now, remember the great quote that he had, "I'll retire when I suck." Well, from a team standpoint, yes, they won the division, but they had a losing record, right? It was a terrible season for them. But he was third in yards and had 25 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. So most guys would kill for those numbers.
Right.
But this is the best way to go about it.
I think so.
Plus how much that divorce now that it's coming out, the toll that it took on him as well.
Well, I'm curious here. Like if he stuck to it a year ago and did not come back to play this year.
Saves the marriage.
Are they still married?
Yeah. Maybe he didn't want to save the marriage. Sometimes marriage isn't worth saving.
Yeah.
Who knows? But that's a good point you bring up as well. Yeah. Mm. If he does it a year ago and she gets her way after this, please come on, your health. Time to be a family now. And that would have been, you know, a great time too to go out on top.
Well, I mean, he's just, think about this for a second. We are watching Patrick Mahomes do something that we've never really seen before on the field. I mean, the way that he operates as a quarterback. Nobody has really ever been that gifted before. Aaron Rodgers had a toolbox that was insanely deep. Mahomes offers more things than Rodgers actually did.
Mm-hmm.
But Mahomes, in 5 years now, it's difficult to win a Super Bowl. He might win it this, you know, coming weekend, well, in 2 weeks, for a second. But to get to 7 like Brady did, 6 with one team, and then he says, "Nah, that's it for me." And then in year one, goes to the NFC
right away
with Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers.
I know, right.
And he goes on the road to beat both of those guys in the playoffs to win one.
He has as many rings in the NFC as Brees and Rodgers.
That's right.
The ultimate middle finger, right? And I'm sure that has to bother Rodgers. I mean, Rodgers saying, you know, "I'll take the money," and Adams walks. That's on Rodgers. But also Brady just saying, "Hey, can I get this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy?" And they go, "Okay, sure, no problem."
Yeah. Yeah.
And he wins the Super Bowl.
Right. Brees only played in one, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, he only played in one. So that means one NFC championship. Aaron Rodgers only has one NFC championship. Brady the same. I mean, it's stupid.
I think that's right.
I think he only played in one.
The Saints Brees only went to one Super Bowl with Brees? Yeah. And how many times they lost in the NFC title game. Okay. But now, what do they do? What direction do they go? They got to start that completely over. And that could be Garoppolo? Now this opens the door for Garoppolo for several places. Now then the Rodgers sweepstakes can heat up even more now too.
Yeah. I know. Do they fall off like the Rams really could fall off?
Yes, they could.
No, I know they had a lot of things go wrong this year with the Rams, the injuries, Stafford, Kupp, Donald, but also that's what happens when you sign all of your superstar players to massive contracts and you don't have a lot of depth. Once they get hurt, it's okay, not very good. And do the Buccaneers, you know, here's the cliff. They kind of like get pushed off of it right now, like Tampa or like the Rams did. And the NFC, man, the times are changing.
Yep.
Because maybe Rodgers goes somewhere this offseason, and they were awful this past year. The Super Bowl champs couldn't make the playoffs. The Buccaneers backdoored their way into an NFC South championship. And again, think about the quarterbacks that we're talking about right there. That's why if you're like Lamar Jackson and some of these others, I mean, Sean Payton taking the job yesterday in Denver.
Yeah.
Again, you're going to be in the AFC.
I know. It's also $20 million a year, though, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Think about this. Brady, 35 playoff wins. Montana second with 16. Peyton Manning, Steve Young, Elway, 14.
Come on.
And Bradshaw. I mean, that's stupid. How long does Mahomes have to do this? Mahomes has been to 5 straight AFC title games. He's 10-3. He's 25 behind Brady. That's absurd. 35 playoff wins. And how many times were they the one seed, or how many times Brady made it to the AFC title game? But the worst thing would have come if he would come back, and it would have been Tampa. And
it would have been.
It's a 6-win season.
And it Paul, if it would have looked ugly, right? I know, again, I don't mean this as an insult to Peyton Manning, because I'm a big fan of Peyton Manning. I love the Manning cast, and he was very good, obviously, as a quarterback. Peyton Manning was not a good quarterback in his final year, though. They won that Super Bowl because of the defense, and it did not look pretty. I mean, Osweiler helped them win that division that year.
Yes.
And he was a big reason why they, you know, made it that far.
I don't think they had a third down conversion in the AFC title game when they beat New England.
Is this going to break Twitter today? Funny how we were talking about that moment. He tweeted this out again 12 minutes ago. He has, it's like 60,000 likes and, 20,000 retweets already.
Okay. And now the clock is ticking on Greg Olsen.
It was, wait a second here.
Greg Olsen gets demoted now.
Yeah.
Not from the Super Bowl, but Brady now moves into the number one slot.
That'd be a slap in his face if they said, step aside. Yes. Brady's going to come in next week.
Brady's going to put him in the booth. Who cares?
Schefter with a tweet. It was a year ago today when he made the announcement that he was going to retire. He just tweeted it out February 1st last year. And then it was, 6 weeks later then? Middle of March when he said, I'm coming back?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the other thing, when you say for good, I mean, you can't pull this now. You can't.
I can't wait to hear it. Well, we'll have it coming up. Again, he is, forget about quarterback. He is the best in any sport of our lifetime and ever.
Yes.
Brady. And you'll hear what he had to say on social media about his retirement coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on
VSiN. Welcome back. The big game means big plans for VSiN. We'll be in the middle of all the action, live from Radio Row in Phoenix. Athletes, celebrity interviews, props, and more props. Huddle up, watch Follow the Money, Lombardi Line, VSiN Final Countdown, VSiN Prime Time, all live from Radio Row starting next week. Betting splits, big game props, VSiN.com.
So Tom Brady announced his retirement on social media 18 minutes ago.
For good.
For good.
Very important.
This was, he did not allow somebody like Adam Schefter to get ahead of the news this time. That chapped him, by the way. Brady was not happy. That was a year ago today, and he was not happy about it.
Yeah.
So today he took it on himself.
Who leaked that, you think? You think his dad went rogue? I mean, who would have leaked that? How many people would have known about it and called Schefter? Hey, I got some news here.
This is you're going to hear so many stats.
Yep.
And so many numbers on Brady that are going to make your head spin. This is one from Dove Kleiman, who's an NFL reporter. I know he loves Tom Brady. He put it like this. Brady was more likely to take his team to the championship game. It happened 70% of the time in his career than any quarterback to complete a pass.
Oh!
He's the best quarterback in history twice.
Yeah.
And when you look at 2001 to 2011, three Super Bowl titles, five appearances, two Super Bowl MVPs, two MVPs, a winning percentage of 780, best all time, 16 playoff wins, best all time, nine division titles, seven Pro Bowls. Then that's only for the first 10 years. When you go from 2012 to 2021, three more Super Bowl titles, five Super Bowl appearances, two more MVPs, one in the regular season, 17 more playoff wins, eight division titles, and seven more Pro Bowls.
Ridiculous. That's awesome. 10 Super Bowls. Think about that.
10
Super Bowls.
Rodgers played in one.
And he
God.
In the three losses, they lose on the Tyree catch, right? Imagine if they win that. And then you have eight, and you're undefeated. He has that feather in his cap. He throws for 500 yards in another one, and they lose. Couldn't stop the Eagles, the Malcolm Butler one.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then the other one, the Manningham play, I think they lost that by three.
So let's hear from the true GOAT, Tom Brady, who announced his retirement 20 minutes ago.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
All right, so there you go. Right. Brady again announcing it. Super emotional at the very end. He deserves a standing ovation.
Good job.
And Michael Lombardi joins the program now. Obviously, longtime executive in the NFL, current VSiN host, was around Brady for many, many years. Michael, thanks for a few minutes here. Just to put overall what you watched in his career, Tom Brady, and the excellence over the years into perspective, if you can.
You know, it's somewhat remarkable when you consider Don Shula's the winningest coach in NFL history, and he went 4 years with the great Dan Marino and never went to the playoffs. And when you put Brady's 10 Super Bowls out there and understand what he was able to accomplish, and as you guys talked about, one Super Bowl, they never punted, you know, and they got beat by the Eagles.
Yeah.
Another Super Bowl, it takes an incredible catch. And the Indianapolis Super Bowl with Manningham, I mean, you know, they have a chance in that game. So it could have gone either way. Now, you know, there's a couple games, Carolina Panther game, they kick a field goal to win the game at the end with Vinatieri. Certainly it was the first one that they won. But, I mean, the fact that every year he was able to do it. And I think the underlying achievement is his willingness to sacrifice the good of himself for the good of the team. We see three teams in the Final Four this year, right? Only one guy is a high-paid quarterback. All the other ones are on rookie contracts. And so that allows the team to have a chance. But all the other quarterbacks who have gotten played didn't get to the Final Four. Mahomes did, and certainly he tilts the field. But Brady, by taking less, by not being gouging at the pump, by not taking all the money, allowed the Patriots to have a good team around them. And I think that unselfishness should also be wrapped into this whole conversation about his greatness.
Yeah, that's a great excellent point as well. Very, yes. Do you think he goes right into the booth now?
Well, he's got to deal with Fox, so certainly I think he would. I mean, you know, obviously he's going to have to channel his competitive spirit into some other game, some other way. you know, and I think this is probably the first step to try to get his life back in some order. Where is he going to live? It was interesting. Last night, I believe he was in Los Angeles for the premiere of 80 for Brady, and that video looked like it was recorded in Florida. So somebody kept a good secret, I think. I don't know. You know, I think there's a lot of decisions in his life he has to make. Where am I going to live? How am I going to work? Where am I going to spend my life and get on with the next chapter and find a way to replace that competitive drive? Because that's not going away. That's not going away. He's going to have to channel that somewhere else, perhaps into his business.
Yeah. You know, the other thing we were talking about before you came on, how about the playoff wins? 35. Montana's second was 16.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And I mean, you know, and Joe unfortunately had a back injury, or Joe could have gone further. You know, and that's what happens to a lot of the guys that we talked about, that, you know, not only do we talk about Brady's selfless behavior and his willingness to take less, but how about his durability? How about his ability to, I mean, frankly, I don't care what anybody says, I don't think he looked efficient as a player this year. You know, yes, he's 45, but I thought his arm was still strong. His courage was wonderful.
Yeah.
He wasn't very good around the team, but the fact that he could keep doing this, the durability within the human is remarkable. I mean, he's playing at a level we've never seen a 45-year-old man play at. So, and that's why he keeps stacking up these wins, which is remarkable.
Yeah, Michael, to that point, I mean, he's 45 years old, and I got to tell you, I'm actually a little surprised that he's calling it quits, because a couple of opportunities maybe, like if he goes to San Francisco, they can't win the whole thing next year?
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine, put him on the field in San Francisco against Philadelphia, what do you think that score might be? Mm-hmm. You know, put him on, you know, Al Davis should say that all the time, put him on our team. What do we look like? And you know, you do that with Brady. Put Brady in Las Vegas last year. How many of those close games do they win?
Yep.
You know, I think and when you go through
it's crazy because he's 45.
Yeah.
I know,
that's
but he didn't look 45.
No.
I think people, you know, the offense was bad, and certainly the Bucs thought the offense was bad. They terminated Brian Leftwich. So, you know, for me, I'm surprised he's going out on this note, but maybe he's at the point in his career where he said, I got to get on with my other life.
Yeah.
And now is the better. You know, I don't want to wear that many uniforms. I actually thought perhaps there was a chance he could go back to New England with Billy O'Brien going back there. And,
sure.
And the Kraft family certainly would want him back, and so would Belichick. But, you know, I think this is probably, instead of going through it, I'm surprised the 1st of February we start the month off with him making this decision this quickly.
What, 2 minutes here, sir. What does Tampa do? And imagine if Rodgers goes to the AFC, then what?
Yeah, what Tampa does is the great one. I mean, Tampa is going to have to be in a rebuild. And, you know, they're going to have to rebuild this whole thing. And it certainly, you know, isn't Blaine Gabbert on the rebuild. So that's going to have to be a problem. And, you know, the Rodgers one's going to be interesting, because what I wrote about in VSiN online is, you're renting Rodgers. How long is he going to play? Every year you're going to go through, do I want to play, do I not want to play? You're giving up a high draft pick for that? You're going all in on Rodgers, but is he all in on you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well said. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, if the Jets give up two number ones or whatever it is, I'm only going to get Rodgers for 2 years. I mean, yeah, 2 years. That's
1 year.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, every year, it's year to year with Rodgers. I mean, he's on a month-to-month release. So what are we giving up here? I mean, to me, that's a hard one. How do you handle that?
Yep. Michael, thank you for the time on short notice. We appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
And a lot of people are, I'm looking at Tom Brady stuff on social media, and like even NFL media people are saying, okay, is he being real this time? I watched the video. We played the audio. He's not, this is it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not changing his mind in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, he's done.
Yeah.
But that, to Mike, again, the durability to play this long.
Right.
And yet I'm actually a little bit surprised because, yeah, this year, fine. I mean, it didn't look great. He still threw for a lot of yards. That team was broken. Last year, the dude could have won the MVP at 44. We will never say that again about any quarterback in this sport.
Right, right. Well, you brought up LeBron. I mean, how LeBron's still doing this and what he did last night, but how long LeBron could play.
Well, these are the two guys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, their primes lasted longer than anybody that we've ever seen in our lifetime anyway. LeBron's putting up a triple-double at 38 years old. Brady was almost the MVP at 44.
Only got injured.
That's it?
Yeah, to 08 when he got hurt week one.
Yeah.
That was it.
We'll run down some very creative Super Bowl props coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL in this playoffs. New customers can bet $5 on any team and pocket 200 in free bets instantly. Download the app and use code VSiN when you sign up. Available to play in select states. Got to be 21. DraftKings.com for full details.
Here we go. Wednesdays with the Maestro. Mike Palm joins the program, VP of Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul. Happy February. Hey, good morning to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, our loyal Nesson family, Kewaunee, Illinois. Peekaboo, Marquis. We see you. Windsor, Ontario, just across from Detroit, listening on Rogers Sportsnet. We had a couple folks from Windsor here last week. Elwood City, Pennsylvania, in the Pittsburgh area, listening on AT&T. And City of Industry, California, Sunrise over Spectrum.
Your reaction today to the news, and we play the audio. We're going to do it again for you here in a minute. But before you hear it, just when you heard the news today that Tom Brady is calling it quits, and this time it appears to be for real.
I'm happy for him. I think it's time. It was painful to watch that Monday night wild card game against Dallas. And where is he going to go and all this? He probably should have retired 1 year earlier, but, you know, no matter how you slice and dice the numbers, he's the best of all time. You cannot make an argument for anyone else.
No, that's the thing, right? Yeah. You cannot.
You cannot.
Nope.
I mean, for one game, I might want Montana. If it's one game, but as a career, as a quarterback, nobody did it better than Brady.
You know, in the NBA, people are pushing for LeBron. They have been for many, many years, right? And I got so sick of the whole LeBron, MJ argument. This is 5-6 years ago now. Like, come up with something new, would you please? But, you know, people are going to go to war with LeBron. People are still going to go to war with MJ. There is absolutely no discussion in the NFL. None.
Well, there can't be. I mean, you said it very well earlier. He was the best of all time twice. Think about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Either 10-year span makes it. He no one's playoff statistics can compare to that.
Crazy.
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were just kicking this around, too. If Rodgers leaves the NFC. I mean,
stop with the Kyler Murray might be one of them. Stop it already. We're going too far
trust
there.
Me. No, nobody. I think Kyler Murray stinks.
He does. He can't say he's. But the question is, how many quarterbacks in the AFC would be number one or two in the NFC? Maybe seven or eight.
There's a long
That's
list.
That's the way to put it. I mean, Hurts, but he has proven it only 1 year, right? Hurts. So you'd put Hurts one. I guess you'd have to argue Dak's number two. So that gives you the state of the NFC.
Absolutely. Oh. Think about that. Just led the league in interceptions and missed five games. Right? The OC fire. Now, Big Mike will help with the play calling. Oh, my God. How
about Kellen Moore to the Chargers?
Yes, right. That's even right. But you think they'd like to have that do-over? You get rid of Staley, you hire Peyton, and then you avoid Moore, too? I mean, the Chargers butchered this as well. I'm not in love with Greg Olsen, like a lot of people. But Greg Olsen is getting ready to call a Super Bowl on Fox. And now after the game, he's going to get demoted. Because then that's going to be Brady with Burkhardt coming in, as Brady now has the huge Fox deal.
Can they make the move quickly? Can they have Brady call the Super Bowl? It'd be like Drew Brees. Just throw him in there.
Throw him in there.
Said that earlier. Imagine that.
Oh,
hey, Greg,
God.
It's been a lot of fun. You did a superb job in your first year. But, you know, Brady's available now, so we'll see you later, pal. Hit the bricks.
How do you think he's going to do? Yeah, things have really changed on Romo here.
Yeah, well, a lot of hate on Romo,
yes,
isn't
that's
there?
Right.
My timeline on Twitter is filled with everything
bad.
Romo says every week.
What was the Drexler Jordan thing? What was he trying to do there? I don't know what he was doing.
No, I think the comparison there was a lot of people pointed out that Drexler was right there with Jordan. Could have been the best player in the NBA if the Blazers won. People did say that.
Oh, come on. Who was saying?
Oh, people said that year, Paul, you don't remember that 1992? If the Blazers won the title, that Drexler could have taken the mantle from Jordan. People were saying the same thing about Burrow for Mahomes. And you know how people react. If Burrow would have defeated Mahomes on Sunday, people would be saying Burrow's the best quarterback in football.
Now, that is true.
Yes, it is.
I don't recall ever people saying anyone was even close to Jordan.
Oh, people thought Drexler was right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't recall that either.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe in an all-star ballot 1 year. Here's the thing about Mahomes in that comparison. He's been the quarterback in a home game and in a conference championship 4 times already at a 5-year career. No one's ever done that. And think about that, to be the number one seed or to be the 2 seed and somebody gets knocked out. So His thing is, you just can't bet against him. That's really hard.
Yeah, and Brady made 10. He made 10. Rodgers made one.
I think about that. 10, and they should have probably beat the Giants, both of them.
Right.
It wasn't his fault they lost to Philadelphia. And how about the year that screwy game, and they had to go and play at Denver, and they sacked them like 20 times. Right. They probably were the best team that year as well, the Manning year.
Huh? Goskowski missed an extra point.
Yeah. They lost on the home field.
Yeah, yeah. How about the Colts game? How big was that lead that halftime?
21-3.
Yep. Rashaid Caldwell, wide open, drops it. He could have won that game.
I will point out, they probably could have lost. They should have lost to the Falcons.
Seattle.
Should have lost to Seattle.
Yeah.
Right, there's two right out of the gate.
Vinatieri with a cup, right? Yeah. Rams game either way. First Rams Super Bowl.
Right. Remember Madden when they got the ball back with 2 minutes left? What are they doing? This is a rookie quarterback. What are they doing? I disagree with this.
Pat, you got to take a knee and go to overtime, Pat.
Think about that, how football has changed.
Yeah.
I don't know. 2 minutes here. Is that enough time to go? Now it's like 15 seconds. Please. We're good to go. So, again, this was this is less than an hour ago, actually, folks. Tom Brady announced his retirement today on social media.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
A year ago today, that's when the Schefter news broke, and he got out in front of Brady, and Brady was not happy with that. And so fast forward to today, and now he's going to make it official.
Well, the best line here was, I used up my emotional retirement last year. I think the divorce plays a factor in this as well. You know, going to the booth now gives him a lot more free time to be with his kids. And I think that he considered that heavily in making this decision, along with, you know, his skill set. But, you know, I predicted 3 years ago that he couldn't hang on at this level, right? When he went to Tampa Bay, no one's beaten Father Time. He's the only one that did it.
Yeah, really, truly, yeah. So, again, we're talking about, you know, the NFC now that Brady's retired. If Rodgers goes to the AFC, and then with the news yesterday, Sean Payton, in theory, could have waited another year. He could have had his pick of any job for the most part. And the Broncos now, they had to, you know, give up that much for him. Did you think they overpaid for that guy? The combination here now of how many picks they gave up for Wilson and Peyton in back-to-back years.
Yeah, I just think he's going into a tough situation, and you're tethered to a quarterback that just looks awful now. And I compare that. Who's in the worst spot right now, the Rams or the Broncos? I don't know. Both of them, the cupboards are bare. They don't have any draft picks.
Rams. If you can fix Wilson, you're back in business.
It's a big if, Paul.
I understand. That's why you're paying him $20 million.
But he goes to the Walton money. Yeah. And I think that's a factor too in knowing that they can spend.
Yeah, the reports are between $17 and $20 million dollars just for him. So it sounds to me like you're in the camp of Wilson might be toast. Like, 1 year for you in Denver might be enough to show that he's lost it.
Well, he did. Look, he's not the quarterback he was in Seattle. He shied away from contact. He was not embraced by his team. How do you fix that? How do you fix the dissension within the team? This guy who seems to be so out of touch with reality.
You win.
Yeah.
Well, you got to start winning games.
I think their defense played better than they thought it was going to play this year. They couldn't score any points. I mean, they were all-time anemic on offense.
Yeah.
What was it, 11 games?
11 games. They scored 16 or fewer. Think about that.
They lost 9 one-score games.
Huh. Wasted a great defense.
I think the Christmas Day game, they on the side. They tapped out. They didn't want to be there.
They quit.
Yeah, they totally
quit. Absolutely.
Yeah, but this too, you know this. I mean, come on. We go Vance Joseph, Fangio, Hackett, to now Peyton. I mean, this, things are finally, that right there, that's got to be a couple wins right there. But just the big difference in Hackett
Hackett signs with the Jets. I mean, did they think that they're going to make the 40-second play clock 50 seconds? The guy could never get the play in before 6.
That's right.
All the time. They were all the time had delay of game. He couldn't get the play in. Now he's going to be able to get it in faster.
If you go back to week one, the Monday night game, it was a massive issue.
Number one the first week was that game on both sides of the ball was so terrible. And all the mistakes they made, what were they, inside the five-yard line four times?
You know, using him as the example, sometimes all it takes is one game. I think most of us probably knew at that point, this guy, oh boy. And the reaction was, well, maybe it'll correct itself. It didn't. It got worse.
Monday night and then the Thursday night, right?
With the Colts game?
Yeah.
No touchdown?
Start with the Seattle game. I didn't know what to do. I'm trying the field goal, right? And then it carried over to Thursday night. He's just like, this is a debacle. It's a mitigated disaster. Yeah, you knew right then and there.
Oh, yeah.
He can't do this. He's in over his head.
Way over his head, yeah. Uh-huh.
Some guys that are like that get a second interview.
I compared this. My comparison here was what Jacksonville did this year. Because I think Hackett to Urban Meyer is a fair comparison. I think it was that bad. And so they go from Urban Meyer to Doug Peterson. Now they're going to go from Nathaniel Hackett to Sean Payton.
But I think Hackett was just in over his head. I think Urban Meyer...
I think Meyer was worse.
There were some, yes. Bad there guy. Were some other issues there with the treatment of players and the culture.
Okay. Here's what's coming up in the final hour. More on Brady with Greg Allman. He covers the NFC South for Fox Sports. That division next year, you want to talk about a hound's back breakfast, Paulie?
Yeah.
The quarterbacks, the teams in the South next year, Mike's going to give us a breakdown on what to look for betting the NHL post All-Star break. And up next, the biggest gaffes of the previous week. In no hyperbole, $10 million mistakes were made. What were they? Find out coming up here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.